KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies, light rain or drizzle, and it's 56 degrees. We picked up a little over 3/4 of an inch of rainfall here in Atlantic over the past 24 hours at 77 one-hundredths. A flash flood watch is now in effect for the entire listening area through 7 a.m. Wednesday. We expect showers and occasional thunderstorms today at a high of 65. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. In Western Iowa news, police and Council Bluffs say warrants have been issued in connection with a murder that took place Sunday afternoon. Active warrants charge 69-year-old Kenneth Still of Council Bluffs with murder in the first degree and felon in possession of a firearm in connection with the death of 21-year-old Devin M. Thiessen of Council Bluffs. Still is considered to be armed and dangerous. He's believed to be driving a green 2000 Nissan Xterra SUV. Authorities say officers were called just before 3 p.m. Sunday to 127 Park Avenue for a shooting that had just occurred at that location. When they arrived, they found Thiessen on the front porch with what appeared to be a gunshot wound to the head. Witnesses told officers at the scene that the victim was involved in a disturbance with the suspect, Kenneth Still. They told police that at some point during the incident, Still grabbed a shotgun inside the residence and fired one round, striking Thiessen in the head. Still then left the area in the Nissan SUV and has not been located as of the last report. Thiessen was transported by ambulance to the Nebraska Medical Center, where he died from his injuries. If you have any information on Still's location, you're asked to call 911. Police and Council Bluffs say they're looking for information about a man who allegedly robbed the Mega Saver store Sunday morning. Officers were called a little after 8 a.m. to the store located at 3540 West Broadway for a robbery that had just occurred. Police arrived and spoke with the station attendant, who said that a black man in his 30s entered the business wearing a gray hooded sweatshirt with dark sleeves. After entering, the suspect walked around the counter and pointed a silver handgun at the clerk and demanded money. The suspect went to both registers and took money from them. He then left the area, running northwest from the area. If you have any information about the suspect, you're asked to contact the Council Bluffs Police Department Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. You can view a picture of that suspect under the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. A Council Bluffs woman who authorities believe was abducted Saturday afternoon and forced into a vehicle appeared at the Council Bluffs police station early Sunday morning. 50-year-old Kimberly Bovey gave a statement to investigators regarding the incident. Bovey said that she was not taken against her will and reported no injuries. The Council Bluffs Police Department then issued a statement saying they're no longer looking for the woman and they'd like to thank the public for the tips they received. Officials had originally said that just before 4 p.m. Saturday, officers were dispatched for an unknown problem near South 24th Street and Richard Downing Avenue in Council Bluffs. A man was reportedly hanging out of a vehicle window, and the vehicle then left the roadway and traveled into a field. Upon arrival, officers determined the incident began at a local business where three people were in a disturbance. Two of the individuals left in a pickup truck. The third individual and the suspect, 42-year-old Eric Myers, jumped into the truck bed as they left the parking lot. While the vehicle was traveling down the roadway, Myers was able to enter the cab of the truck and assault the driver. The driver pulled over, and Myers forced the female passenger, Kimberly Bovey, out of the vehicle and into the wooded area. Officers had searched the area for several hours with the help of a canine and a helicopter, but were unable to locate either party. But again, Bovey then appeared at the police department early Sunday morning and turned herself in for questioning. A Western Iowa jury has found a man guilty of first-degree murder and the killing of another homeless man at a Council Bluffs homeless shelter. 46-year-old Vance Good was found guilty on Friday in the March stabbing death of 44-year-old Lee Johnson. Good is one of four men charged in Johnson's death, including 20-year-old James McCauley, who also faces a first-degree murder charge. 32-year-old Brandon Hollis pleaded guilty in June to being an accessory and was sentenced to 90 days in jail. Cody Varnes is charged with first-degree robbery and testified against Good at trial. Police called to the Joshua House back on March 21st found Johnson's body outside the shelter with multiple deep cuts to his face and neck. Elsewhere in Southwest Iowa news, police in Red Oak conducting a traffic stop Saturday afternoon on Highway 34 just west of Red Oak, the Kmart store, arrested the driver of the vehicle for driving while suspended. 28-year-old Anthony Dwayne Eggers was taken into custody at around 4:40 p.m. Saturday and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at slightly more than $566 while awaiting appearance before the magistrate. And the Taylor County Sheriff's Office reports 30-year-old Michael Hartley of Lenox was arrested Sunday in the 300 block of West Ohio Street. Hartley was charged with domestic abuse assault, second or subsequent offense, and was being held in the Taylor County Jail without bond, pending an appearance before the magistrate, with additional charges pending. And 27-year-old Joshua Jones of Creston was arrested Saturday in Taylor County on a warrant for possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver. Jones was being held in the Taylor County Jail on a $10,000 cash or surety bond. Well, today is the first day early voting is allowed in Iowa for the November 6th election. Iowa Democrats are holding first voter rallies in a dozen counties. Troy Price, chairman of the Iowa Democratic Party, will be speaking at events in Indianola, Ottumwa, and Burlington. Price previewed his message to Democrats on Saturday during a party fundraiser in Des Moines.
It's so important for each and every one of us to step up and leave nothing on the field this November.
Fred Hubbell, the Democratic Party's nominee for governor, delivered a similar message to the 1,100 Democrats who attended Saturday's event in Des Moines.
We need you on the front lines. We need you knocking doors. We need you to spread the word. And we need your vote.
Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller, a Democrat, says the stakes are clear. Democrats have lost the last two gubernatorial elections. There's just one Democrat left in Iowa's congressional delegation, and Donald Trump easily won the state in 2016.
The trend line is clear. We've got to change that. We have the opportunity to do it, but the question is, will we?
The Iowa Republican Party has no special events planned for today to mark the kickoff to early voting. In our funeral announcements, Stephen Bradley Beckman, age 57, of Boone, died Tuesday. A family visitation for Stephen Beckman will be this afternoon from 1 until 3 p.m. at the Pauli Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Robert Bob Hyman, age 87, of Atlantic, died September 12th. Bob Hyman will be laid to rest 1 p.m. Tuesday at the National Veterans Cemetery in Omaha. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Lila Jean Jensen, age 87, of Audubon, died Friday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Lila Jensen will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.